So representation and interpretation. So if I have all of the ones and zeros, remember I made the comment before that inside the computer it's just ones and zeros and it doesn't know if it is the text of Blown to Bits or Tina Fey? Well, if you don't have the right piece of software to interpret the bits, they mean exactly nothing. And Harry will give a wonderful example of this. This is a list that I pulled up. You don't really need to read this list very clearly. It's a list of dead word processors. So if you happen to have your thesis written with Multimate, God help you. You know, Multimate doesn't run on Vista. Well, almost nothing runs on Vista, but I mean, these just like don't exist. Well, Microsoft Word still exists. Sorry about that. Lotus Word Pro, I don't think is around. Easy Word is not around. PFS Write, Magic Wand, one of the better of the word processors. MindWrite. That one was one of my favorites. I was always hoping for something where I could just imagine things and they would be written. So they are gone. And as a consequence, the documents that were written in formats understood by those, for the most part, have no meaning. Now, who here has ever looked at what a Word document looks like when you look at what's actually inside the Word document? Has anybody done that? Not many people, right? Here's a PDF. Right? Clear, easy to read. You know what this looks like inside? I mean, it's completely unintelligible inside. And if you were to look at this using some other kind of editor, you would find out that it means absolutely nothing on the inside. So here's an example of a PDF inside. You basically can't find the text in it. Even if you scroll all the way through it, you won't find the text. Because the PDF is really a programming language, and it's written your document in this programming language in a way that's understandable to Adobe Acrobat software, but other people really can't process. So if 50 years from now there's no more Adobe Acrobat software, and you have all of these crucial documents that are PDFs, what will historians do? What will archivists do? What will people who want to read them do? And that's really a very serious problem. And we'll have a couple of slides to talk about that.